Uncle Burl's Letter by Sarah K. Brown. His letter was an answer to my prayers, and it started me on the path to uniting my family. For as long as I can remember, our family had no contact with my dad's side of the family, except for his two sisters. I had never known my grandfather, much less anything about my father's genealogy. That all changed a few years ago. My grandfather had disapproved of our religion, and in past years, he had often criticized it in his letters to my family. My father had tried many times to reason with him, but it never worked. So unfortunately, when I was 4 years old, our family lost all contact with him. Then in January of 2002, I began looking through our family records for names to take to the temple during an upcoming temple trip. To my disappointment, I discovered only 5 temple-ready names in my mother's files. We had very few names on my father's side, and the few we had were already done. I prayed hard for a long time about where to start researching further. Then one day, out of the blue, we received a letter from my great-uncle Burl, my grandfather's older brother. He wrote that he wanted to get back in contact with our family, and he enclosed his email address and 2 sheets of genealogy. The Sunday before we received the letter, I had been set apart as the first counselor in the Beehive class presidency. My blessing said I would receive the materials needed to support the church and my family. I felt that Uncle Burl's letter was the answer to that blessing and my prayers. Still, I was a little uneasy at first. I had never even heard of my Uncle Burl before, and for all I knew, he could disapprove of our religious beliefs as my grandfather did. But the more I thought about it, the more excited I got. I finally had names for the upcoming temple trip. After looking over the genealogy, I went to my room and got down on my knees, asking my Heavenly Father for guidance. Should I contact my uncle and pursue the rest of the family history? My answer came. A few minutes after I finished my prayer, a peaceful feeling washed over me, bringing me again to my knees in awe. I knew that this would unite our family again. That night I emailed my uncle. Since then, Uncle Burl has sent me vast amounts of information, including his complete database of more than 6,000 names he has been compiling throughout his life. Many of these files he had already given to the church. He has told me more than once that he has great respect for our beliefs. I love my Uncle Burl very much. Through him, I was finally able to meet my grandfather and reopen the gates of communication between us. With all this help, our family has been able to supply the members of our ward with many names they can take to the temple. Every time I go to the temple to perform baptisms for my ancestors, I know I am really making a difference. I truly believe this is one of the greatest services we can do here on this earth. And every day as I learn more about my ancestors, I am also learning more about who I am. End of the article, Uncle Burl's Letter, by Sarah K. Brown.